Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Recordati 2016 first half results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Marianne Tachke, Director Investor Relations of Recordati. Please go ahead, madam.
Hello, good afternoon or good morning to everyone, and thank you for attending the Recordati conference call. Fritz Guindo, our CFO, will be presenting and commenting upon our first half 2016 results and our objectives for the full year. For a better understanding of his presentation, please access the set of slides available on our website, www.recordati.com, under the Investors section and Presentations tab. At the end of the presentation, we will be answering any questions you may have. Please go ahead, Fritz.
Okay, thank you, Marianne. Good afternoon or good morning to everyone. We can start with slide 2 of our presentation. We are pleased to comment our first half 16 results, which continue to show sales and margin growth. Consolidated revenue in the period is 587.9 million, which are up by 9.1% compared to last year. Sales include 3.2 million from the initial consolidation of Italchimity, the recent company that we have acquired in Italy. This excellent sales performance is therefore mainly due to the organic development of our product portfolio and has driven a further improvement in our margin. EBITDA at 32% of sales is 188.1 million, which are up by 14.8%. Operating income at 29% of sales is 170.2 million, an increase for our operating income of 17.2%. But let me underline that this result includes non-recurrent expenses of 8.6 million, which are due to our acquisition of Italchimici. We have ancillary costs related to this recent acquisition, and also we have accrued charges for the reorganization of the company of around 8.5 million. EBIT margin, excluding these non-recurrent expenses, would have exceeded 30%. Therefore, we continue to improve our margin based on our operating development. Net income at 20.9% of sales is 122.7 million, an increase of 18.9% over 2015. Very solid result during the period and a further improvement in our margin. Financial position remains very solid. The net debt is 164.4 million, with an increase of 75.6 compared to last year end, but during the period, the acquisition of Italchimici and the payment of the balance of 2016 dividend accounted for a total of 188.3 million. And then we continue also from a cash point of view to continue to confirm our solid cash generation. These are the financial results, but we are very pleased also for the further development of our company based on inorganic opportunity. As already mentioned at the beginning of the presentation, at the end of May, the Italian pharmaceutical company Italchimici was acquired for a total enterprise value of around 130 million. The acquisition of Italchimici represents for us an excellent opportunity to accelerate our growth, in particular in the Italian market, based on the interesting portfolio of well-known products that have significant market share in the company that we have acquired. Then in July also a small Swiss pharmaceutical company, Profarma, was acquired here for a value of 16 million Swiss franc enterprise value, and the acquisition of Profarma represents for us an excellent base on which we can develop our operation in Switzerland, where Recordati has recently started to sell its product Livazole, Pitavastatin, and in which we have the opportunity to start selling from September other products belonging to our corporate portfolio. then solid financial result and also important steps for the further development of the company mainly in the Western European part of our business. On slide number three, we have, as usual, the presentation of the performance of our main product. Then we can start from Zanidip, from Lercanidipina. Lercanidipina overall sales are substantially flat, while sale of the combination of Lercanidipina and Enalapril, Zanipress is the most important brand, are up by 1.9%, and here direct sales to the market are growing more than indirect and are mainly driven by very good performance of our portfolio in Italy, Turkey, and Spain. Let me here underline that the overall sales of the Lercanidipina franchise in the first half of the year are almost 100 million. The solid performance also from the franchise of Lercanidipina. The other corporate products are growing. Urorec, we are talking about Silodosin, generated sales of 42.7 million in the first half, up 29.5%, which are mainly due to the good performance of the product in the major market, let me underline Italy, France, and Turkey, and also the significant increase in sales to our partners in some markets. Sales of Livazo, Pitavastatin, in Spain, Portugal, Ukraine, Greece, and Switzerland, where now we are selling directly the product as from March, are 17.7 million, and here the product is up by 32.5%, and this is due to the good performance of the product in all the countries, mainly in Spain. The other corporate products grow overall by 10.2%, and these comprise 19 products sold in multiple territories, six of which are OTC products. The OTC products are growing by 16.1%. And let me finish the presentation of the corporate product with the product for treatment of rare disease, in which our specialty indicated for the treatment of rare and orphan diseases generated sales of 95.3 million in the first half, and organically our business increased by 28.9%. And this is due to the good performance of our business in all the areas. Very good performance in the US, but also good performance in all the other areas, with opportunity in this business to expand the business also in Latin America, in Canada, and as we always said, now the view for the orphan business is a more worldwide view rather than a European one. Slide number four, we have the usual graph which shows the breakdown of revenue by type of product, no major change compared to the previous presentation. Slide number five, composition of revenue by geography. Let's start with our sales in Italy. Sales of pharmaceutical in Italy are in the period up by 4.7%, and this is due to the good performance of all our products. In particular, I would like to underline Urorec and Cardicor. Also, I would like to say that we have a significant growth in Italy of the treatment for rare disease. This performance includes also, as I said at the beginning of the presentation, the consolidation of 1 month sales of Itachimici, which was 3.2 million. But even excluding Itachimici, the business organically is growing in Italy. The Itachimici is the way for the acceleration of our growth in Italy, but the business itself is growing. Pharmaceutical sales in France are up by 3.1%, and here the most important driver are Urorec and Metadona sales, together with the treatment of rare diseases, which are growing strongly. The USA, let me again to underline that the group pharmaceutical business in the USA is only dedicated to the marketing of products for the treatment of rare diseases, and sales in the first half of 2016 are 52.8 million, up by 32.9, which is very important increase, but this is mainly driven by volume increase. We have some minor price increase, but the performance is mainly driven by the volume increase, in particular by the volume increase in Carbaglu, which is one of our major products in the portfolio of our U.S. subsidiary. In Germany, sales are up by 6%, mainly thanks to the significant sales growth of Ortoton, metoclopramide, and of Dalcanidipine. Let's now move on Turkey. Sales in Turkey are in euro up by 11.2% and include a negative currency exchange effect following the devaluation of the Turkish lira. In local currency, sales of our Turkish subsidiary grow by 25.6% thanks to the really good performance of all the corporate products, in particular Urorec, Zanipress, the combination Dalcanidipine, and also some local products. That's very solid performance of all our products in Turkey. Spain, sales are 37.6 million, up by 7.9%, mainly due to the performance of Livazo, which is today the most important product in our subsidiary in Spain, but we are doing a good performance also for Urorec, Cytafrit, and Casenlax, a product belonging to the Casenfrit company that we acquired 2 years ago. And also Zanipress is growing, even if we have generic competition in the market for our combination. Let me underline that again, also in Spain, sales of treatment for rare diseases are growing significantly. Revenue generated in Russia, Ukraine, and CIS country is 35.7 million, up by 3.1% year again in euro. But despite we have a very important negative currency effect of estimated around 6.3 million, mainly due to the devaluation of the ruble. Sales in Russia in local currency are up by 21.9%, in line with the trend with the result achieved in the first quarter, and this is thanks to the growth of all our products. Sales in North Africa are 26.7 million, up by 11.7%, and here we include both export from our French subsidiary and sales of our Tunisian subsidiary, the name of which is Opale. Other international sales grow by 8.1%, and as usual, they comprise the sales to our licensees for our corporate products, Bucharest, Recordati, and Casenfrit Recordati export sales, and also a small part of our Orfa export business, excluding the U.S. and the other countries which we have a direct presence. But also for this part of our portfolio, we continue to grow our sales. Slide number six, the graph shows the geographical breakdown of our pharmaceutical revenue, which we have our Italian business, which now represents 20-21%. Slide number seven, we are now talking about, our P&L result. We have already analyzed and commented the revenue for the period. The gross profit in the period is 407.4 million, with a margin of 69.3% on sales. And also on a gross profit level, we have an improvement over that of the same period the preceding year, which is driven by a better product mix. But you can see that we continue to improve our gross profit. Selling expenses increase less than sales and are therefore down as a percentage of revenue compared to the same period of the preceding year. And this is thanks to the increased efficiency of the group commercial organization. R&D expenses are 41.6 million, which are up by 9.8%, and G&A are up by 7.5%, but decrease as a percentage of sales. You can see that we are improving our operating margin based on the improvement of the gross profit and mainly the leverage effect based on the efficiency of the current organization, commercial organization. Again, I would like to underline the net other expenses, which is 8.5 million, and include the organizational restructuring charges and ancillary costs, both related to the recent acquisition of Italchimici in Italy. As I said at the beginning of the presentation, excluding these non-recurrent charges, our EBIT margin will be above 30%. Net financial charges are 6 million, decrease of 2.2 compared to the same period of preceding year, and this is mainly due to the reduction of interest charges related to our medium-term loans. Effective tax rate during the period is 25.3%, substantially in line with that of this 2015, and net income at 20.9% of sales is 122.7 million, we have an increase of our net income of 18.9%. We continue to have a net income margin which is higher than 20%, in line with what we had achieved in the first quarter. Slide number 8. This slide, as usual, shows the split of revenue and EBIT between our two business segments. EBIT margin in the period improved in both our business segment and now stand at 46.5% for the rare disease segment and at 27.3% for the primary and specialty care segment if we exclude non-recurring expenses that we have booked during the period coming from the acquisition of Italchimi. Then both businesses are growing profitability. Financial position. At the end of June this year, the net financial position show a net debt of 164.4 million with compared to the net debt at the beginning of the year of 88.7 million. As I said, during the period we have paid dividend and we have for the dividend we have 61.5 million. And we have also paid the Italchimici, and the full impact was both the Italchimici acquisition and the payment of the balance at 188.3. Then, as I said, we continue to have strong cash generation. It was more than 110 million euro, which means that we continue to have a cash conversion generation, which is 101. Then, solid financial result in the period, which, and now I would like to comment with you our financial projection for the full year of the year. Let me say that the group business performance during July was in line with the first half, and taking into account also the consolidation of the two recently acquired companies, the Italchimici in Italy and Profarma in Switzerland, target for the full year 2016 were reviewed upward. We have increased our target compared to those announced in May. Expectation now is to achieve sales of around 1,140,000,000. We expect to achieve operating income of around 325 million and we have a target of net income of around 230 million. I have now completed the presentation. Thank you for your attention and I'm available for any question you may have.
Operator, could you please open the question and answer session?
Yes, thanks. Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from James Vane-Tempest of Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question. I just got one on profitability, actually. Firstly, you mentioned underlying, excluding some of the costs, the operating margin would have been around 30%. Looking at your rare diseases business, I mean, it's sort of less than 20% of revenues, but it seems to have contributed more than half the profit growth in the first half of the year. And so with the margin, you know, in the high 40s, you know, how sustainable is that? And what exactly is going on in your rare diseases business? And is this just purely a volume effect? So anything around the rare diseases business would be helpful. And then also sort of relate that to the group margin and whether that 30% level you think can be sustainable for the rest of the year. Thank you.
Okay, then the third question was related to the profitability in the rare diseases. For sure, based on the current strategy of expansion of our portfolio, and we could progressively increase our margin, but on the other hand, we have also stated that for us it's important the development of the business in the rare diseases, which we expect to be mainly driven by further an improvement of our pipeline. Then we, on the one hand, we could increase our profitability, but on the other hand, we expect to spend money for an improvement of the pipeline. Then overall, we don't expect significant increase in our margin. And overall, I can say that we expect the margins that we have obtained to date to be sustainable for, but we have now announced the target for 2000 for the full year, which implies substantially to keep the margin in line with what we have achieved today. And for the 2017, for next year target, we will announce our new business plan at the end of the year, and here we will give you some update on the possible improvement of our profitability. But having said that, we would like to continue also to invest in R&D, mainly in the orphan business, which will be something that could in some way increase the cost of the R&D and then not allow us to continue to improve profitability. Then, so regarding the development of the march of the rare disease, today the expansion, as I said, is mainly driven by volume. We have some price opportunity increase, but is a minor part of our increase. Then the volume is driven by new patient, is driven by geographical expansion, is driven by success of the launches in some new products. But we have opportunity in this business to have a small price increase, but the real driver, as I said also in the conference call, is the volume effect.
That's really helpful. Thanks very much.
The next question is from Joe Walton of Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Just a few questions, please. You've announced two acquisitions in as many months. Is there an improvement in the background, more private companies deciding that now is a good time to sell, or is this just fortuitous that we've had two so quickly? And I wonder if you can tell us a little bit more about the Ital Shimichi business. For example, what sort of operating margin it has, so that when we see it in the business for more than 1 month, will it make a difference to the underlying operating margin of the group? And could you tell us perhaps which products you think you can take outside of Italy now that they're your products, and how quickly you might be able to register them in your other markets, Turkey and all the other places where you sell your corporate products so well? Finally, could you just tell us a little bit about the market environment that you're seeing in the markets that we don't seem to know so much about, Turkey and Russia, whether you think your performance how that performs relative to the market, or whether just the market itself is doing well in local currency in both of those markets at the moment?
Okay. First question was linked to our success in the quarter in making acquisition. As usual, we have a lot of projects on the table. We are looking for a lot of opportunities, and we have closed these two in this quarter. I don't see major change in the M&A arena. It's just the opportunity that we have to sign these two deals, but we don't expect to have other deals in short term. We haven't seen a real change in the arena of M&A, which I expect to remain very crowded and very competitive. Moving to Italchimici. Italchimici was an opportunity for us to reinforce our business in Italy, as I said, to accelerate the growth in Italy. Revenue of Italchimici last year were 46 million. It's a very consolidated firm in the Italian pharmaceutical market. The profitability is a bit lower than the group profitability in the primary specialty care business. We are already starting in the reorganization, which means to progressively consolidate all the portfolio in our current organization. And we expect the brand are very well known. It's a growing business. It's not a double-digit business. It's a single-digit growing opportunity. And we expect next year, when we have completed the reorganization, to have from Italchimici a margin which is a bit higher than the current one. Then we expect Italchimici to be a little accretive in terms of EBIT margin, based essentially of the reorganization that we are doing now, and we expect to complete by the year end all this reorganization. Then it's an opportunity mainly for the Italian market. In this acquisition, we don't expect to have significant opportunity for having product outside Italy, because the portfolio is the local one, driven mainly by very well-known brand. The only one which will now is a sort of corporate product is Lactiget, because the owner of the right of Lactiget is Profarma, our Swiss company, and then we would like now to try, but based on the Profarma rights, not based on the Italchimici right, to possibly enlarge the business of Lactiget outside the two current markets. But the real value of this acquisition is the integration of the portfolio in the current organization in Italy, and the synergy which are more in the cost side rather than in the revenue development. Regarding the market environment in Turkish and in Russia, then the Turkish market is a growing environment. We increase our business by 26%. The business locally is growing by something in 18%. Then we are doing better than a growing business. The same in Russia, even if we probably in Russia our performance is even better compared to the market than we have achieved in Turkey, because here the market is growing 5-6%, while based on the very good performance of our brand, we are growing by 21%. The two environments, we don't see critical issue in the market for these two countries. We expect, or there could be, in particular in Turkey going forward, some risks which are related to the exchange rate and more in for us in the translation of the result of the two subsidiaries based on possible devaluation of the local currency. Then in these two markets, solid pharmaceutical environment, the usual financial risk, which is mainly driven by foreign FX risk, which we see today more in the Turkish Turkish business rather than in the Russian market.
So when you talk about your 8.9% sales growth, just to confirm, this is the sales growth in euros. If we were to look, as many other companies would, and look at it all in local currency, it would be higher. But clearly you have the exchange issues in Russia, Turkey, and to an extent the US.
No, let me again. We have both in our presentation the euro growth and the development in local currency. In Russia, our growth is 21.9, and we compare this 22% increase with the business, with the market, which is growing by 5-6%. Turkish performance, our local performance is 25.6% compared to a market performance in the period of 18, something in this range, 18%.
Thank you.
Okay.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Joe Walton of Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
I'm sorry to hog the questions, but I wonder if you could just give us a bit more help on the drivers of your growth in rare diseases. It's obviously growing extremely strongly, but these products, Carbaglu, etc., have been around for some time. Why are they growing so strongly now? Have you put more sales force behind them? Have you put more marketing? Are there enhanced labels? Or what is the reasoning that suddenly there is stronger volume growth? And secondly, you've talked before and you mentioned again the opportunity to expand this business globally. I wonder if you could just talk about any infrastructure you might have in, let's say, Latin America or Canada. Those were two countries or two regions that you talked about, or whether we should think that maybe the next leg of your M&A might be to try and build out some more infrastructure so that you can more effectively globalize this business.
Okay, then. I agree with you that our performance in the orphan basic treatment of rare disease is very solid and impressive, but this is mainly driven by volume, which means new patient, because the majority, an important part of our portfolio is represented by chronic treatment, and then we can add a new patient, means to add a new patient on a chronic one. It's true that Carbaglu is not a new product in Europe, but the most important performance of Carbaglu is in the USA, and we have obtained the approval in the USA in 2010, and now we are in the phase of really launching with our subsidiary in the US of Carbaglu. And we are also, in as a volume effect, we are selling directly in some new territories, and we have already a direct presence in Latin America. We have opened a subsidiary in Brazil, in Colombia, in Mexico. We have also a subsidiary in Canada, which means that we are trying to enter in new market in which we have, from margin side, the cost for a very small infrastructure, but in which we can have the full value of the business. And then we have, as I said, some positive price increase, but this is not the most important driver in the business. Then we have a solid portfolio, and we are able to grow, in particular, in the new area with our product. We have also a positive impact in the European market, coming from the launch of one product in our, which we present in our pipeline, which are named patient-based sales. We are expecting the approval probably next year, but we have already sales of Cista Drop, and this is another driver for the growth of the business. Then not one driver, a solid performance of all our product, with, let me say, one excellent performance of Carbaglu in the United States.
Thank you.
Okay.
The next question is from Emily Da Silva of Alto Invest. Please go ahead.
Hello. Actually, my question, you already almost answered my question, but I just wanted to check with you. When do you expect Graspa approval? And also regarding all your growth driver on the rare disease specifically, do you consider a new deal? Do you have things on the pipe? What would be the kind of deal you could make with a company like Eritech, for example, for Graspa or for other type of project?
Sorry, regarding the deal, are you asking me something regarding deal in the rare disease arena or in general?
In general.
Okay, then, regarding Graspa, again, the process for the approval for Graspa is managed by Eritech, and we expect the approval of Graspa beginning 2017, but we are not managing directly. This is fully managed by Eritech. For regarding the driver of growth, I have already answered the previous question, and I just can only confirm that we believe that the driver are essentially the volume development in all our geography. M&A, even if we have now, and we are very pleased, closed some deal for this acquisition in Italy and Switzerland, we confirm that inorganic development continue to remain an important pillar for our development, and we continue to have as a target opportunity of product company, product portfolio, mainly in the Western European part of our business, with the objective to continue leveraging our sales organization. Deal comparable to the Italchimici one in other geography, if it's possible to be found.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
The next question is a follow-up of James Vane-Tempest from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my follow-up question. Just have two if I can. Fritz, I think you said that on the rare disease business in the US, you're currently rolling out Carbaglu. Can you give a sense what kind of peak sales potential you see for that product in the US? And then my second question is, sorry if I missed it, but you know, you had the one-off sort of $8.6 million in second quarter. The guidance is $325 million in EBIT. Does that assume any more one-offs in the second half, and are they included? Thank you.
Okay. Let's answer the last question. Then we have one off in the first quarter. We have we are in the process of reorganizing the company. The bulk of the reorganization charges I expect to be already charged in the first half, and then in the second half we expect some other minor possible one off, but the bulk of the one off. Then by the end of the year you can consider one off in our P&L of around 10 million euros, something more than the 8.6 that we have booked until now. Then the bulk I expect to be already charged. The second question, we are pleased by the performance of Carbaglu. Carbaglu, for Carbaglu in the USA, we are now also in the process for enlarging the indication because we expect to file beginning next year probably Carbaglu for having also in USA the indication for organic acidemia, and then we expect to continue to enlarge the business in the US, but for our orphan disease portfolio, usually we don't give a specific target product by product, but it's doing well, and on top of this, we expect also in the future possibly to enlarge the indication to the organic acidemia, which has been already obtained in Europe 3 years ago, I think, if I remember well.
Thank you.
James.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered this time.
Okay, so we'll say goodbye to everybody. Thank you for attending. If there's
okay.
No further questions.
Thank you to everyone. Bye-bye.